Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I keep a notebook near my chair and make notes when something I want to comment on shows up. Today's list is long, so here's 3 minutes worth. Controversy over the city corporation yard. The idea of moving it to the sports complex in Cutton is a short-sighted one, in my opinion. First, the sports that occur in the fields are very important to youth and their parents and families. I played softball there in the 50s. Yeah, I'm that old. I went by there Sunday morning and the fields were covered with kids playing ball. The corporation yard is in the tsunami zone, they say. I'll tell you, if we get that big of a tsunami, the location of the corporation yard is going to be some of the least of our troubles. Unless there is another major problem with the site, leave it alone. There has been some talk lately about building a railroad to Reading, along with rebuilding the roadbed to the Bay Area. Given the state of our economy and the amount of merchandise that is shipped in and out of here, the cost of building either one of the track systems would probably be way too expensive. Although the government doesn't always take that into consideration, like the 200-mile-an-hour train from the Bay Area to Los Angeles. The situation with the airport and the lack of airlines coming in here is a problem, especially, of course, if you travel by air a lot. One solution that I have thought of is, why doesn't Southwest fly in here? It looks like they go everywhere else. Sometimes when my brain is just idling along, I think of a program that used to be on TV called How It's Done. They showed how machines did jobs, and it amazed me how complicated and intricate they were. Here are some of the things that I would like to see how they are done. Hershey's Kisses. How those little round triangles are wrapped with a little paper strip in there to get it unwrapped. How about the midget candy bars in the packages, or the individually wrapped lifesavers in clear cellophane you could build bridges with when you want to get them open. There are thousands of items, each needing intricately contrusted machines that produce millions of tiny packages of candies or other items that would be possible to do by hand. I watch the news on KIEM-TV every night at 11, as done by Brad Curtis, which is a stage name. His last name is Spinas, and his dad was Kurt Spinas, a local athlete and car salesman for Harvey Harper. I guess I missed his goodbye night, and when I called to ask about him, I was told he retired. I've known the Spinas family for 60 years, and I wish Brad the best in his retirement. The fuss about football players and the respect for the national anthem. They are in America, making lots of money. Respect the national anthem or go home. U.S. 101 corridor. Instead of spending millions on overpasses, why not spend less money and put it into CHP officers on rotating shifts so they don't get bored? This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.